Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 11th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. iPhone app clones voices locally. ChatGPT adds ads in US. Pony AI starts robotaxi production. India tightens deepfake rules. This episode is sponsored by Pickard. Power your operations with intelligent automation that gives you back time where it counts. Echovo, a free iPhone app, produces speech and clones voices entirely on device with Alibaba Cloud's open source Qwen 3 TTS. Qwen 3 TTS, released in January 2026 and trained on 5 million hours, is designed for local inference and supports 11 languages but struggles with accents. Echovo uses MLX and offers two downloadable 1.9 gigabyte models: base for TTS and cloning, custom voice for alternate voices. Processing can exceed real time on recent chips, shows real time metrics, needs a 3-second sample for cloning, avoids cloud fees, and performs best on devices with A17 Pro or newer, though some users report variable results. OpenAI has started showing ads in ChatGPT in the United States. Ads run only in the free tier and ChatGPT Go. Plus, Pro, Business, Enterprise, and Education stay ad-free. OpenAI says ads will be clearly labeled, separated from AI answers, and advertisers receive no chat histories or save memories, only anonymized metrics. Ads are topic relevant. Those targeting minors, health, or politics are excluded for now. Users can hide ads, give feedback, and manage or disable personalized ads. Turning them off in the free tier reduces daily free messages, or users can pay to avoid ads. OpenAI calls this a United States test and cites mounting competition and billion-dollar losses.
Ad break.
Want a podcast like this one automatically created for your own topic? Pickard's automated podcast workflow turns your content into a complete show in minutes. Save time, stay consistent. Get in touch at pickard.de. P-I-C-K-E-R-T-D-E.
Pony AI and Toyota have begun commercial production of self-driving electric taxis in China. The first of 1,000 Toyota BZ4X SUVs rolled off the line at a joint plant with the Guangzhou Automobile Group. The vehicles will help Pony AI grow its robotaxi fleet to over 3,000 by year-end. The BZ4X is one of three models using Pony AI's autonomous driving software in Chinese cities. Cars operate at SAE Level 4, so they can drive in defined areas without a human at the wheel, though limits remain for area and weather. Human support. One person monitors 30 vehicles to intervene. Pony AI competes with Baidu and WeRide. India has ordered social media platforms to tighten policing of deepfakes and synthetic audiovisual impersonations, while sharply shortening takedown timelines. The amendments require labeling and traceability of synthetic content, disclosures from uploaders, and tools to verify claims, and ban categories including deceptive impersonations, non-consensual intimate imagery, and material linked to serious crimes. Platforms face a 3-hour deadline for official takedowns and a 2-hour window for some urgent complaints, with potential loss of safe harbor protections for non-compliance. With over 1 billion internet users, the changes will likely reshape moderation at companies like Meta and YouTube. The rules take effect on February 20th.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.